This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 18.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. It has been a while, and we have a new year and a new group of creative writing students. So we're excited to have the podcast back, and we have a lot of cool episodes coming up that we're excited to tell you about. For today's episode, I'm going to introduce you to my student co-host as well as the special guests that are going to join us to have a great discussion on today's podcast. So first up is our student co-host for the year, and this is Luani. Luani, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Luani Rambula. I am a senior here at Portland High School, and I've played baseball for 4 years now.
All right. And then our two special guests on the podcast are Andy and Emily. Andy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm Andy Kale. I'm a senior at Portland High School, and I'm also trans.
Okay. And then Emily?
Hi, I'm Emily Fuhrer. I'm a senior at Portland High School, and I don't do much.
Okay. All right. Well, you're on the podcast, Emily, so that's good. So we have a pretty interesting topic today, and I don't even know where it came from, but we're going to talk about it. And we're actually practicing what we preach here, because as we're having this discussion today, we are eating some cheesecake, just like Stephen King. So the podcast today is about what famous authors eat while they write, and quite frankly, why they eat those things while they write. So we're going to have a cool little discussion on this, talk about some famous authors, talk about if we eat or drink anything as we write, and kind of go from there. So thanks to Kaylee Cornell in the creative writing class, we're enjoying some cheesecake. In case you didn't know Stephen King, he had a slice of cheesecake before he sat down to write every single time, which is pretty interesting. That's a lot of cheesecake, yeah. Too, because I imagine Stephen King is writing just about every single day. So a lot of cheesecake. So I'm going to throw it to one of our special guests, Andy here. And Andy, get us started. What did you find? Did you find a famous author that ate something?
Victor Hugo
would
drink coffee, but before he would drink his coffee, he'd put two raw eggs in it and then chug it. And he did that for every cup of coffee.
Okay. Two raw eggs in the coffee. Did you figure out why he did that?
No.
Okay. Well, we did find in a little research that eggs actually have something in them called choline. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it says it's a nutrient found in egg yolk, and it keeps your memory strong. So it says that, like, you would remember things that you wrote 20 pages ago because of that nutrient that's in eggs that you probably wouldn't remember if you didn't. So maybe Hugo knew that was the case. Yeah. What's in case the audience is unfamiliar, do you know any famous works from Hugo?
No.
No?
Not really, no.
Okay. No books or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Emily, what did you find?
Well, I don't know if any of you are familiar with the author Vladimir Nabokov. He wrote Lolita, very famous book, very strange book about a man falling in love with a little girl. But so fittingly for such a strange man, he has an anecdote from one of his friends where at one point he apparently ate a live butterfly and described how it tasted as a mixture of almonds and bad cheese. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he enjoyed it, but knowing him, maybe.
Did you find any information on, like, why he ate the live butterfly?
I think just because he's crazy. Okay. Maybe because he falls in love with little girls, and so he just ate a butterfly. I don't know.
I mean, hey, that makes sense. Whatever works.
Yeah, that's right? a little interesting. Let's go over to Luani here, our student co-host. Luani, do you eat anything while you write usually, or drink anything?
I can't say I'm much of a writing person.
Writing?
Well, yes, I am in creative writing, but while I write, I mean, I just try and focus on the writing more than eating, sort of say.
Okay. So you think it's more of like a distraction, like people are just making this stuff up?
Maybe like I can see like the eggs working and things like that to get your brain moving in the morning. But other than that, I feel like eating is just something to like partake in case you're hungry while you're writing.
Okay.
Jump in,
Emily. Go ahead.
Yeah, me personally, I do. You could say this is eating. A lot of times when I write, I will drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah,
just keep that flow going. And I think that helps quite a bit. I think when I'm writing certain scenes, like a lot, that coffee really helps get it going, you know?
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal too. Like people, I mean, if you're going to do pretty much anything, if writing is your job, like it is, you know, people going to work, I think, you know, people drink coffee. I envision like certain writers like having a glass of wine or something like that when they write to try to like, you know, spur creativity and things like that.
Sometimes I drink hot chocolate with peppermint in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I wonder if food is just like one component, like food and drink, is that one component? Like, do people write in a certain place? Like, do they write in front of a fireplace or do they have like a special desk in like an attic? I think people kind of have a setup when they write, and that food and drink is just like one component of that setup, and it just becomes a routine. I think everybody has some sort of routine that they get into when they sit down to write. Okay, anybody else find any other kind of funny or interesting examples of someone eating while writing?
There was this guy named Gabriel. He's like Gabriel Garcia, what was his last name? Marquez, who apparently just went on like these really frequent diets. He lived in Paris and he said there was all this good food, but he couldn't eat it because he was constantly dieting. I don't know if that was related to his writing. I'm not really familiar with his work, but it's possible that maybe like not eating kind of, I don't know, helped his focus or something. I know that's a thing for some people, is it kind of like the not eating kind of drives them. It throws that adrenaline in there.
Okay.
I mean, that's why I drink, like, that's why I drink the coffee, to get that adrenaline.
Yeah. Andy, did you find any other examples?
H.P. Lovecraft was a huge spaghetti fan, but he would also eat a donut and a hunk of cheese every morning for breakfast.
Nice.
So I just thought that
donut
was
donut and a hunk of cheese. It's an interesting combination.
Do you think he likes spaghetti because it looks like Cthulhu?
I read actually that he didn't really eat it for the spaghetti part, but more so the cheese.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had a hunk of cheese for breakfast, too.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
that makes sense. I wonder if, when an author is writing about food, like characters in their novel are eating, so, like immediately to mind, like Harry Potter. So when she was writing Harry Potter, Rowling, I wonder if, like, when she's describing Butterbeer, and, like, if you've ever been to, like, Universal Studios in Orlando, they have that Harry Potter land, I forget what it's called, but and you can actually have the Butterbeer there. I wonder, like, if she in her mind knew exactly what it was and even tried to like create it herself. I'd be interested in knowing that. Like, when you're writing about food or drink in your book, do you actually attempt to eat or drink said food or drink to like get in the place of the characters for inspiration?
Possible.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I heard somewhere actually that Butterbeer was originally like, is like this real concept where people would add butter to their beer and just like mix it together.
Yeah.
So she could have, like, we have like this butterscotch soda stuff, but it's possible that she was just describing them doing that, like putting butter in their beer.
And I think it's become more like a butterscotch kind of flavored thing. And obviously Universal is going to cater like to kids because kids are drinking butterbeer. Yeah. But I think, in Hogwarts, was Butterbeer's, in the books, I don't think Butterbeer was at Hogwarts. I think it was in Diagon Alley.
Yeah,
I think that's where you could get it.
Or, what was that other place?
Hogsmeade,
yeah. I think because in the UK, the drinking age is 18. So, like, when they were 18, they were drinking Butterbeer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I do wonder, though, maybe she was, maybe, yeah, J.K. Rowling would just crack herself a beer and then throw some butter in the glass before she poured it. That would that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Huh?
I said very possible.
All right. Well, good little discussion here for the first one. We've reached about 10 minutes. So we're going to wrap up this first episode in our new season of The Novice Novelist. Great discussion, all involved. We're going to produce a new episode each week here. Some will be writing related. Others will be just fun things going on in our high school and around the district and some things going on in the world. So we appreciate if you would subscribe and then share and spread the news. We love for new people to listen and then even come join us sometimes as a special guest. So thanks for listening again, and we will see you next time on the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelists.